Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun, the moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Let the spirit you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Girl, I like it. I can't hide it.
I am
the way you make me feel. Yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day I will have a chance to stay. Everything's on my mind, yeah. The things I'm out can't say. My eyes will express. I can't wait for the day. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel. Girl, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Lean on my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire while we want it so slow. Kiss on your neck cause your body's so close. DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop, baby. Cause your beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah.
It's your boy, Kurt NT, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host.
NT the Royal, how you doing out there?
The number is 914-205-5664. Make sure to press 1 if you want to talk. Shout out to all the artists that send us music. For all the artists that want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESC@gmail. Oh, shit, I said it wrong. BHINDTHESCEN@gmail.com. We only accept MP3 formatted tracks only. That's it.
Wait a minute. Let me repeat that. MP3. Don't send no links, no YouTube links, no Spotify links with some other ones. I don't want to see a link come through that goddamn email. Not even a little bit. If you can't send an MP3, don't send none at all.
Don't send none at all. Tonight, we got Asami Smith. Asami Smith. She is the owner of Talk Royalty Podcast. And we're hoping that her and her podcast call in tonight. If not, then it's all good. We understand. But we'd love for her whole podcast and all of Kansas City, even though I'm from Kansas City, and I know it's some hating-ass, bitch-ass niggas that's going to be tuning the fuck in, listening in your motherfucking ear. Yeah, it's your nigga, and I'm going to talk my shit tonight with Asami. We get in your ass tonight in your way. We're going to talk about some shit tonight because I got some motherfucking questions. I got questions I don't even ask other people just because she's from my hometown. So make sure you stay tuned in, right? Next track that we're going to be playing is B. Morgan. Make sure you go check out B. Morgan. He is going to be the interview this year. We're interviewing B. Morgan this year. Make sure that you go tune in, check him out on YouTube, Instagram. He's doing his motherfucking thing. He's on radio. He's doing podcast. He's doing all kind of shit. Make sure you go check him out. Once again, B. Morgan, you spell that B.M.O.R. like Morgan, the drink. What you want on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah, you gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me. Me. Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey.
Up in the clouds.
You can never bring me down, baby. Don't be causing no confusion. Please don't put no titles on me if you ever cry, baby, single. Knowing that you're trying to mingle. Out of my way, what y'all doing? Out of my way, you wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Buddy might get this leg. I find somebody that could keep the pace. Okay, tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah, you gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me. Yeah, let me know now.
Her name was Tisha, her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana. Her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. Niggas are following me like Miss Parker. Calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show me what you really want. I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor and the engine in the back and the trunk in the front. Once a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. Once a nigga hit the lights, you know the success. Move that shit. Baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women. She like how I poo that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah, you gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. The opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Right, when you in the wrong, we can't go on going like
put my pride right to the side to let you know that I wanna love to survive. Cause I don't want to let go of your love tonight. But if I let go of your love tonight, will you stop me tomorrow? Stop me tomorrow. If I let go of your love tonight, will you stop me tomorrow? Cause I want you still. This ain't the time for us to let go. What do we got? Millions search around the world for a love of a lifetime. What we have is something they all want. Something so true. I found that with you. When I am the right, you in the wrong. We can't go on going like this for long. We have to make it right. Cause I hate to see you cry. I just wanna love to survive tonight. I put my pride right to the side to let you know that I wanna love to survive. Cause I don't want to let go of your love tonight. But if I let go of your love tonight, will you stop me tomorrow? Stop me tomorrow. If I let go of your love tonight, will you stop me tomorrow? Cause I want you.
She has all kinds of, she actually did a song on the soundtrack though, on Cinderella the real version of Cinderella movie, the real live version, the person version of Cinderella, not the, well, they had multiple, but the one that showed in the theater, the Cinderella they had in the theater. She did Stronger, I think it was the name of the song on that soundtrack. But anyway, this is Niecy on Behind the Scenes Radio tonight. How do you say it? Asami?
Asami.
We have Asami Smith. She is a mother, an empath, and an advocate for mental health and children's rights. She herself has navigated through mental health issues or in struggles. And so she puts her aspect on it as a business owner and a child advocate and spiritual leader. She channels her experiences into positive change. Her belief in conspiracies fuel the quest for truth, while her podcast, which is Talk Royalty, amplifies diverse voices. She's committed to prison outreach, and she finds a fulfillment in contributing to others' well-being, embracing life with love and purpose. This is Asami Smith. Asami?
Peace and blessings. I'm glad to be here.
How are you tonight?
I am doing amazing. Stuck in the snow.
Oh, you're in snow.
I am.
There's snow in Cape.
Oh, it's snow back there. Oh, I'm so glad we don't have no.
It's supposed to be coming here tonight,
it's
though.
It's not going
to
be that bad.
You don't think so?
It's not going to be
I want to see some snow. I'm from Kansas.
That's
so I want to see
weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo. I'm used to the snow.
Good for you.
Here in Philly, you don't really get snow. Last time it got snow was when Tristan was like fucking 2 years old, 2 or 3 years old, last time we had snow here in Philly. You know, I've been here.
Last time it had some snow.
Yeah. It was like, what?
We had 1 or 2 inches of snow in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but it ain't really snow like what I'm used to. I'm used to this. And I lived in Minnesota at one point in time. But this ain't about me. This is about Sami tonight.
Yeah, I remember last time I had snow,
though. Yeah.
Sami, being that it's 2024, and everybody's talking about what they're leaving back in 2023, what are you leaving? What have you left back in 2023? And what are you venturing on now and putting a positive spin on in 2024?
What I definitely left back in 2023 is my actual voice. I battled with that last year. Wanting to speak out and not wanting to speak out and getting tired of speaking out and nobody listening. But this year, there's no stopping. I'm going all in this year. I started off strong. I'm going to lead and end strong in 2024 going into 2025. I just hope everybody's ready because this year is not, it's like no other. I'm an Aquarius. And I wholeheartedly believe in, as we enter into this era, it's a lot of change coming. And I'm going to be part of that change.
Okay. And what made you start your podcast?
A lot of times I used to talk to myself. And I always got a lot to say. I read a lot. I stay in tune with myself. So with me knowing so much and wanting to talk and talk and talk and tell people everything that I knew, because I'm sure somebody's experiencing something that I know of or have gone through. So I felt like it was the time for me to start actually speaking. And whether people were listening or not, for me, it became part of therapy and another part of just being able to, you know, just talk other than to myself. So that's really what started the podcast. And a lot of things people don't talk about. You get a lot of podcasts where they're talking about relationships all the time or whatever's new, you know, in the entertainment industry or all these issues with these celebrities. I'm not, you know, I pay attention to it a little bit, but for me, there's so much more in the world that, you know, we could bring attention to, and that's why I wanted to do it.
What do you think about the current podcast, the multiple current podcasts that are going on with the men and the women?
I'm going to be honest. I don't too much pay attention to it because a lot of times we're talking about things that are definitely not in my interest. And not only are they not in my interest, I don't tend to act and think like everybody else. So for me, a lot of the conversations that they're having or the debates or, you know, the breaking it up between, you know, men versus women, I'm not into. It's not something I'm interested in. So, I don't think that's happening. I just don't.
All right, so... My fault. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep on going. My fault. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
All right. My first question, because we're both from Kansas City, Missouri. My first question is, why do you think that no one ever makes it out of Kansas City, like, really popping? Like, we got Rich the Factor, but people know who he is, but don't nobody really know who the fuck he is. Because here in Philly, you ask somebody who Rich the Factor is, they'll be like, who the fuck is that?
They know who Tech Nine is.
That is the only person, Tech Nine and Marco the comedian, are the only two people that are very well known outside of Kansas City. Why is it that you think, because we don't really know why, we can kind of try to pinpoint it, but why is it that no one really makes it out of Kansas City, and why is it so much hate in the city for people that are trying to make it out of Kansas City, or for instance, like me, that moved the fuck out of Kansas City because wasn't shit in Kansas City and now doing something with their life, and now people hate on them and be like, oh, you forgot about us.
In my opinion, we have this conversation probably several times a year. Honestly, for me, I don't believe that people in Kansas City can't expand their mind per se to look outside of Kansas City. Another thing is, yes, everybody is so hateful. Everybody clicks up, and even the clicks go against each other. And it's just, it's about the mentality. And the mentality has always been the same. I do not see it changing. It's so bad that people don't understand that there's so much more to life than one drama, hating on the next person that stays on the block, on the next block over, or on the other end of the block. It makes no sense to me. Just all the little issues, they will never, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, people will never really make it out of Kansas City. I do know a lot of people who have made it out, and they're not per se in the music industry, but they're in real estate and you know, all these other industries to where they made it out, and they are doing amazing. And when they think about coming home, I say, do not do it.
Don't.
It's horrible. Something about the energy.
Listen, I talk to my family at least twice a month, sometimes once a week, depending on who the family members is. And they all be like, man, we love Kansas City, but we trying to get the fuck out of Kansas City because ain't shit here in Kansas City no more. There's so much killing. Like you said, people hating on each other. And it's like, that was one of the reasons why I left out of Kansas City, because it was like a dark cloud over Kansas City. The crazy thing is once I left Kansas City, my life became so much better.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, and don't get it twisted. Like, I still go through shit in life. You know, that's just life. But my life is so much better now. It's like I'm a brand new person. Like, and some of my family, like all my family, not all my family members, because some are haters also, but a lot of my family members, every time I talk to them, they be like, yo, we so proud of you, because when you was in Kansas City, I was a dusty ass nigga in Kansas City. I ain't gonna lie, dusty, just dirty ass nigga in fucking Kansas City. I wasn't doing, I mean, I was selling drugs or whatever and running the streets, but I wasn't doing nothing to better my life. And I knew that I had to get out of Kansas City. Once I left Kansas City, it was like that cloud came from above my head, and it was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how it felt for me as well.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, that's how it felt for me.
Yeah. What is the hardest part of having a podcast? And I've noticed, like, you have all men which I was expecting for your people on your podcast to call in and support, which is weird. Is that hateration too? Because you're a woman? I have to ask these questions. I'm going to ask the questions that don't ain't nobody going to ask you. So do you feel like that's hateration? Because if it was a man, all they homies would call in. Nobody is calling in to support the woman that is building generational wealth for them. It's a problem to me about that. Why is this dude, why?
It's all my opinion from what I've observed. Even in the beginning, when I started it, it originally started with, of course, all men. We have tried women. Women tend to not be able to handle it as much as I can. So they will either opt out the first episode or, you know, next episode I'm not coming. With the guys, you know, the men think they just know everything. They're all different. They literally all think different. And I'm just that woman that a lot of people cannot, what's the word I'm looking for? They understand me, but talking with me, it doesn't work out all the time, and they tend to shut down. So with the support-wise, I know one of that work, and the other one, you know, he is, you know, all over the place. So even with our podcast, if people notice, I do a lot of shows on my own. I have a totally different show because of the dedication when it comes to the men. They tend to fall off and, you know, and like I said, we've had battles quite often on our beliefs, and, you know, I'm a neutral woman. I understand men, I understand women. So I can't be a woman basher or hater and be a man basher and hater. That's something that a lot of times they won't stick with because they're used to other type of women. So,
I can relate actually to that completely because even Kurt, I'm like, yeah, I'll understand both. Maybe I don't understand fully, but he hates when I play devil's advocate. Yeah, I'm like, I do the man, and I'm like, yeah, well, and then I'll do the woman. I'm like, well, look, because I don't trust a female as far as I can throw.
Right.
And I don't trust men as far as I can throw them, but I do understand this, that women don't understand men because we're so simple. We're all the fuck a man wants is good pussy, food, and a peace. That's all the fuck we want. But women want so much more. They want a man to do this for them and pay their bills and all this bullshit.
No, some women.
No, so, okay.
I don't know
some
about
women.
All
women.
Like I said, some
yeah,
women.
Not all women, but majority. I'm gonna say 85% of women. There's that maybe 20%, maybe 15% of women in the world that are not like that because they were raised by a father or some man in their life that taught them these things. But usually women, it don't click into women's brains till they get like 40, 50 years old. And then they like, oh, because it's too late and don't nobody want to be with them because everybody didn't fuck them on the block. So then, oh, damn, now don't nobody want me. Now I want to be a good girl. A hot summer, hot girl summer is over now. Mm-hmm. So now they want a man when they hit 40, 50 years old, but when they were in a young age, and the same for men, but what women don't understand is that women create, what is the word that I'm looking at? Not create, but women decide on how men are going to be. If most women want suckers and trick ass motherfuckers, that's what men gonna do because we want pussy. Period. And the pussy control everything. Controls the world. I'm just saying. That's just my thing. She said, like, you know it, and it does. Pussy controls. So if women want suckers and tricks, majority of men, even the strong alpha man or the sigma man, is going to turn into a trick or a sucker for some pussy. Period. Unless he stands on what he has been taught. And 9 times out of 10, it's hard to do that because every woman going to come against you. I'm just saying.
Yep.
That's just, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
No, cause,
you're right.
All right. So, What? Okay, so what was the spark that got your journey going? Like, what got you? Because I pay attention to your posts. I pay attention to your Facebook and your Instagram, and you be on basically the same type of shit that I be posting and the things that I talk about. What was the
catalyst,
to get you to get to that point to be like, wait, hold on, something the fuck ain't right. Like, what's really going on in the world?
What it was I basically, I remember telling you, I used to take medication. I was diagnosed with bipolar type 2, manic depression, and anxiety. And I started taking medication back in 2020, and I took it for about a whole year. And it really slowed my whole life down. You know, some kind of switch flipped in me. And I completely lost, you know, everything that I knew. I lost everything I knew, and then I felt like somebody just took my mind. And, you know, at one point I had to take it back at some point. I started doing therapy, and my therapist, she's really into Christianity, which is something I'm not into. And I tried to understand more of, you know, what she was offering, which got me into understanding another a spiritual side versus the religious side. And I started to become, you know, learning more about myself. I cut myself off from the world completely. Even being in a relationship, being a mother all at that time, I started to see myself slipping away, and I had to really, you know, find a way to pull myself back up and get that therapy. And, you know, a lot of reading. I read about the brain. I read about the body. I started getting spiritual, and that's what really, you know, led me to where I am today, and then actually overcoming that all those little mental diseases that I thought I had, I didn't really have. I was just separating myself from, you know, that spiritual side. That's what I see it as. I was separated, and I had to pull it back together. So I love it.
Do you think that I don't know how to say it. Color people, the melanated people, you think the melanated people, a lot of their mental anguish or issues have anything to do with past trauma?
Or
their ancestors' past trauma?
That is handed down through their DNA?
Definitely through, the DNA trauma, your past ancestors. I actually inherited something from my grandmother that nobody else in the family inherited. And I inherited at birth. So at that point, that's probably when I should have known, you know, what was going on. I questioned why I was here several times. And I went through a lot of trauma myself because of what I inherited from, you know, my grandmother. And a lot of people don't understand that trauma can truly be passed down, yes, through DNA. And you can, all your ancestors could have cursed you. Going to it. You could have spirits attached to you and not even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've seen a post that you posted about Jane Elliott, and it was this black lady that was coming against Jane Elliott. What do you think about, how do you think about the black chick that was talking about Jane Elliott, and what do you feel about Jane Elliott?
Oh my goodness. So before I even seen this post about the black woman that I had posted, Jane Elliott, and I'm going to be honest, for me, because I always had a lot of questions with, you know, how races were created and, you know, all of that. Well, from my own thoughts, I came across Jane Elliott a couple of years ago, and for me, she helped me distinguish a lot of my own thoughts. Now, I do believe what the black woman was discussing was the fact that people were glorifying her for telling history that's not hers. But I see it as she's giving this history that our own people are not giving us for per se. And not only that, I think her issue was people were just glorifying her, honoring her, and they won't even honor people that, you know, give us our own history. I think that's what her issue was, but I don't have an issue with Jane Elliott.
You know what, and I've been listening to that black woman for a while now. She is, I can't think of her name right now, but she comes against anybody that on Aboriginal people, because Jane was telling us the same thing that Malcolm and Martin was saying. She didn't, the crazy thing is that if you look into Jane's history, she started it when Malcolm X passed. And you can look at her videos, and she breaks down white people and makes them feel like shit.
And they get upset.
And they get upset with her.
Cry. And she's like, what you crying for? Black girl over there can't cry. What you crying for?
Yeah. So I don't understand. I think I know what it is. It's because Jane Elliott is trying to tell us that we not from Africa, and these pan-African stupid motherfuckers want to say that they from Africa. But how the fuck is you from Africa when you was born here? The only way that you can be African-American is if you're born in Africa and you move to America, such as, and I say this all the time, the owner of Twitter and SpaceX, he is from Africa.
Elon Musk.
He is from Africa, and he moved to America. Now he is African-American. I am not African-American, and this is how you can find out if you're African-American. You go ask great grandma, great grandpa, great great auntie. You ask somebody that is way older than you and your family.
Not only that, but you can actually do like my family did.
Do research. And when you come to find out, 9 times out of 10, your ass didn't come off no motherfucking boat.
The oldest name of your oldest relative that you can backtrack and go from there.
And 9 times out of 10, if you can't find no paperwork saying that they came off a motherfucking boat, bitch, you from here. Like, I don't understand why.
Not all black people are slaves.
But, no, we're not.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I know. We're used to saying black, but I'm trying so hard to
not
call
all
us.
Not all melanated people are slaves.
Right. You still there?
Chairman.
Okay, my fault.
Yeah, I'm chairman. So I don't know what they be talking about.
I didn't find out till this summer. That on my dad's side, none of my family members were slaves.
And they were giants.
And they came from here.
And they were giants.
So that I had uncles and relatives who were 7 feet tall.
Right.
So not all my family members, none of my family members on my dad's side were from Africa, and none of them were slaves.
Yeah.
Right.
and they originated down in Virginia in the South. And the thing about it is they owned land and property.
Mm-hmm.
That's what threw us off. They owned land and property.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they tell you in school that you're from Africa and you was a slave. Right. And you was a slave and they beat you. No, half that shit didn't even fucking happen. The government made that, came up with that idea to make you feel like you's a piece of shit. When they know who you are, and most of us call ourselves African-American. I'm not fucking African-American, and most of us are not. Most of us come from some tribe that was here millions of years. We still call ourselves black, but people say they love Malcolm X, and they watch that movie of Malcolm X, but they didn't even pay no attention, because in the movie, the Muslim guy set Malcolm X down when he was in prison and told him, look, this is what black means. This is what it means. Look, go look up the definition of black. Is that what you are?
Nothing?
But then look up white and look up that definition. Like Malcolm X said, we didn't land on Plymouth. Well, how does it say?
We didn't
land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yep.
Martin Luther King said, we going to go to Washington and we going to go get our motherfucking check because it's our land. So why is it that the people that we look up to told us that we wasn't from Africa, but they still pushing that African-American thing? Well, why do you believe that that's happening?
I believe specifically, I read a document between the United States and Africa basically stating that, they want us to be labeled as African Americans because if we found out who we truly were, and we were to all come together, even if we came together with the people from Africa, and not only that, they didn't want us to have any leaders or black leaders in on this land to ever speak up for us and have us follow them because they knew that it would be pure chaos and people would know. And Africa had to agree to this. This is a CIA file, as a matter of fact. They had to agree to this. And a couple of leaders back then also had to sign on to this stuff. So that's one of the reasons if we all found out, it'll be chaos and they knew it'll really be over.
I think when Malcolm X was alive, and he went there to Africa,
Jamaica,
and found out what he found out and came back and said that, you know, like, we're not black, we're not this and we're not that. And they were, like, astounded that one black man had so much power over
all the people.
Mm-hmm. I truly believe that if Malcolm X and live longer, the world would be completely different right now.
Oh, they knew that. That's why they had to get rid of them. And anybody that stands up against the government and the whitewashing of our history gets knocked the fuck off. And I believe that's one of the reasons why a lot of our people play stupid. Because a lot of us know the truth.
Reverend Al Sharpton. He is one of them cools.
Oh, he a plant, just like Jesse.
Somebody told Jesse Jackson, call them after the match. Call them after again. Jesse and Al Sharpton are two of the most coolest Uncle Tom having people. And the sad part is, the phrase Uncle Tom was not a bad term to begin with. They made it a bad term.
Yeah, because the book Uncle Tom
was like,
he stood up for
it. Yeah, he was. To be called Uncle Tom to begin with should have been a good thing.
Yeah.
It should have been a good thing.
But
they turned it into a negative.
Well, you know, white.
Because it was black, so they had to turn it into a negative.
Yeah, I mean, you know that they corrupt anything that we have. They try to at least corrupt everything and give all men and melanated men and all melanated women a black eye. They want us all to fail. This shit is set.
With the thing but just if you think about it, the thing with what's the woman's name? It's Harriet Tubman. You know, the first was, oh, Harriet Tubman's this, Harriet Tubman's great. They had pictures of this old lady. I don't know if it was really Harriet Tubman or not, but then they make it where, you know, then it all of a sudden was, Harriet Tubman's not real.
She isn't.
But I'm just saying. But you don't know that for sure. The white person started saying Harriet Tubman wasn't real, though.
But
so
I
don't believe
No. If you reach, my fault. Go ahead. Asami.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying I don't believe she is due to the fact that I don't believe a lot of the history of, you know, that we're taught. I had that issue in school. That's why it never went well, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
They give you like little teeny bear crumbs in school.
Yeah.
I told you what my parents did.
Yeah. You gotta pick up books even when you get out of school.
But not only that, I mean, you have to have the base set in your home where not only are your parents, you know, you not only get educated in school, but it continues when you get home. Now I'm not talking about the arithmetic and the math. I'm talking about, you know, even like the history, like I would learn this or that. And I would come home and tell my mom and my dad. And then I used to get upset because they would make me read these books about, and I had comic books and everything about the black history and black people and inventors and all that, the black inventors. So I knew a little bit more of black inventors when I was growing up than a regular black kid in the school because your parents, they make them read this shit.
Yeah.
So even, and you witnessed it the other day with my grandson where, I forget who we were talking about, and then he was like Michael Jackson, and my daughter was like, "Fuck Michael Jackson, you need to know about." And it was somebody in history, a melanated person from history. I can't remember who it was, but she was like, "Fuck Michael Jackson, you know." So it actually basically starts at home.
Yeah,
It starts at home.
Yeah, I have to agree with that also. Go ahead, Asami.
So I homeschool, so I teach mine what I believe they need to know, because I've told mine for years. I'm just now learning stuff, y'all. Like, come on, I've been out of school for over 15 years, probably 20 years, I can't remember. But I just started learning after I got out of school. So I teach mine what I think they need to know, a lot of stuff. They know that other kids, you know, completely have no clue. So
yeah.
It does start at home, 100%.
Let's take a music break real quick. And then when we come back, we'll have more questions for Asami. The next track that we're going to play is Whiny. I don't even know how to say this. I don't know how to say the name of the song. But the girl hot, though. This is a white girl. White girl go in. She spit better than most brothers that I know. So this is Whiny on Behind the Scenes Radio, 914-205-5664. Let's go.
Only made a few errors, went off of the grid, went off at the pinnacle, fiddling with the art. Just kidding, I'm at the pinnacle, where am I gonna start, huh? I'm not the new kid, I'm a nuisance. The fruit is accumulated as a labor. I take a taser to electrocute the music, cause the shot can't come in a detonator. Ruthless, not easy, ruthless, no ceilings. Cupids pray easy, cuteness, I'm cheesing. Students, I'm teaching, abusive like breezy. The past, I forgot it, you've been hit with no Rafiki. I'm Nally in the city, you nodded, it's a pity. Got a lot of enemies, been trying to befriend me. I'm not here for it, but I got a cheer for it. Raise a glass to the past, search up for forgiveness, need a warrant. I am best in Olivia, tension is building up. Feeling like I'm gonna pop a Coca-Cola, fizzing up. With a mental, got a memento. 2017 is looking like a crescendo. This is not a party song, this is not a sorry song. This is not an I win and you lose, call your mommy song. This is yup, I did me and I'm doing it. Saw the path less traveled and I'm still choosing it. This is for you, scream the lyrics in your car. This is celebration, god dang. Look, you came far from the beginning. Kidding, I'm splitting, I'm spitting it raw. Giving it back, I still rap back to bougie in the mall. Living and picking it up, give me a bit of a minute. I'm sick of this stuff, y'all are better than this. They don't wanna play, said they're killing the stuff in a bad way. They acting a fraction, a platinum artist that started it. But I'm not backing up, still I've had enough, I'm done with it. Running with the same people I started with, fun with it. Still I've been standing here with my heart in it. Pardon the bars, brother, can I write? Dark and Venom, black, I'ma be here forever. Like I'm Vanna White. Ooh, I'm never going back, never, never. Never, never going back, never. I like hanging in the gray zone. Calling me wifey, you better buy a ring like a payphone. That's Maroon 5 or Maroon 4, cause the bar's so nuts, you lose your atom. I got bars and you wish you could have them, but you're fake like a wax museum. I call you madam, two souls, you must have two souls, cause everything is out of reach. T-Rex, whoa, dream big like sumo. I'ma have to do more, me and rap on the mic, make a dangerous duo, whoa. That's my hype, man, bars have been light, man. Just for you to boogie to, I swear I got a bite, man. Been since August since I really dropped the track. No touchdowns, I'm just trying to be the quarterback, yeah. Mariota, humble brag for my school, though. I can't rap, I hate following rules, though. Give me a dang minute, about to switch it up, ayy. And when you get to this part, just turn it up. I'm a body, the cardiologist starting. I'm tethered knowledge from heart of a champion. Not a gonna be jogging, the one I got in the pockets. Like Wallace, floating around comets and rockets. Watching Wallace and Gromit, y'all are cheese. To be honest, your vision for compliments, you belong in Davy Jones Lager while wearing the coonskin cap. And then they be crocking, just a bunch of lyrics that you going into the crack pot. Don't mean Jack Studio, smelling like a hot box. Spit too sour like a mouth full of pop rocks. Gift too power like a house song. Got watch rap so long that now I got Jalock. I'm just trying to do justice for Shot Rock. Lauren Queen Love, Missy Nikki Light, Rhapsody, Remy Ma, Bahamadia, I'ma get it right. Success doesn't happen overnight. No matter what you hear in 10 years, I've given this my life. As every artist do, that's the truth of the matter. Silver platter, but silver plaque, the platinum, I'ma shatter roof. Stop the swing and make a couple of hits. Batter, batter, run around the diamond till I bring it home. Mad, I had it cause I'm teed up. Everywhere you hear came from my dome. Ghost Riders don't have my number in their phone. Homegrown in Portland, I'll give an organ before I stop writing raps. That stop being important, speaking of that. 2016, you pissed me off. Why you stop talking about Trump like his win is written off? You want me to stop grouping these orange supporters together? Does that make you less uncomfortable? Is that better? They aren't all racist and sexist, that's fair. But at the very least, they decided they didn't care. So they voted for Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. I would rather cast my ballot for Donald Duck. Sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead, get in the comments. You type behind the screen, at least I'm publicly honest. I'm sick of rapping, my voice is cracking, I run it back. Switching between rap and trap, cause that's where I'm at, yeah. I gotta breathe, let me breathe. Oh, be too cold, gotta grab me a fleece. The beat too cold, homie, now I gotta sneeze.
shout out to all the real MCs. I'm back in effect and attacking the wreck. You a nap, they all slept you to death. And I left to the top of the competition, cause I've been the definition of dark horses. I wrote about the partition. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. No, they already calling up to the Lord. Cause this sick like Scott or Michael. No 9 to 5, reach like Jordan. No bull, I'm a cat with 9 lives. Still I got a stray head, I could write lines. Stop fighting dog, cause I swear it's not polite. Fox in the hound, cause I'm quite unlike. Or they raving when I rock Mike Knight. Frightening when I'm in the zone. Lightning with my super suit, Frozone. Roger, go home, no, don't do it, dude. Sisters, we don't have time for dudes. They're nuisance too, send news. You gotta twist it like a Rubik's Cube. By the way, I looped this whole beat twice. Was half as long until I got it and started a raid. Just to let you know that everything I do it big. I could rock, compete, rock to Metro Boomin, loop it, kid. I'm a prize, you don't want a problem. Take a chance on me, really, I'm just being honest. Give me a call and I walk up to the office. You telling me sex step, but homie, just stop it. I got it, I'm already a hot topic. I'm thicker than the oatmeal for your non-profit. If I want to strip down, that's my decision. 2017, women doing more than flirting in the kitchen. This is Logic and Cinderella. They made a love child raised by Kendrick and Bellion. Now I run wild, baby, sat by Nas. Nanny by Eminem. Went to school with the freshman class in 2010. Taught in school by Lupe. Chance to substitute. Principal Pac, vice by Julie Andrews. Black Dot College, so I learned from the roots. Boo, Black Star mixed with Drake before views. With the sister, miss that went down. Rhapsody said you must forgot your crown. In your room, pick it up and put it upon your head. Don't mess up your hair, you a god, I bet. I don't underestimate as you glow, oh yeah. Grass is always greener in another's yard, yeah. You will walk down the road, you ain't even know. You'll be great one day, you ain't even know. Shout to JJ and my brother Smite. Rap time Mike from 97 and Cypher. Y'all hold it down with the people that listen. The track isn't for me, it's for you getting the vision. Haven't even reached day one, I'm already fired up. Hit you New Year's Day, so you know I'ma light it up. Give me some time, but I'm not gonna stop. One love, I'll see you in a while, Queen Honey Pie.
Stupid. Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 914-205-5664. That was whiny. I got to clarify.
The song is Catalyst.
Catalyst. Because she spells it
Catalyst
differently.
Catalyst.
Catalyst. My fault. Catalyst. And that was whiny. So, Asami, my next question to you is, do you believe that people have superpowers? And if we do have superpowers, why can't we actually use them at their full potential?
I do believe we have superpowers and we cannot use them. One, because we're not in tune with ourselves. We're too much, we're on the other side of the spectrum. A lot of that has been blocked from us is because of what we put in our bodies. It's how our minds are set up. We use a very small percentage of our brain. So once you learn how to use your full brain, you can unlock anything. But it's a lot of change that you got to do to do it. A lot of people, honestly, that I've come across the past couple of years, they
know
how to use theirs. It's a big
focus thing. Well, I know since I've opened my mind a little bit more, I'm more in tune with what's going around me, what's happening around me. So I pay attention. It's like I mentally pay more attention to what it is, like the time warp thing that we went through on the train. So yeah, it was one time we were on the train and we know God darn well it was not an express train, it was a local train, so they should have been making every single stop, but it didn't, and it went from one stop, and it should have took us about 10 minutes.
And even if it was an express train,
but it wasn't.
No, but listen to what I'm saying.
Even if it didn't make the stop that it should have made.
That it should have made, even if it was express
and
train.
And in 10 minutes, it was where, it, no, I'm sorry.
Less than 10, it's like 2 minutes.
It's about 3.
Okay, three.
But I looked down at my phone, and next thing I know, I looked up, and we were where we were supposed to be.
But even if it was an express train, and it didn't. No, just let me finish. Even if it was an express train, and it didn't make every stop that it was supposed to make, it still got there way too fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like we went through a portal or something. Mm-hmm. And when we got off, before we got off the train, people on the train was kind of looking weird. But
Not everybody.
But when we got off that train,
there were a few people who were kind of like,
"What the fuck
just happened?" Not everyone. Some people just let it go. But it was. We were like, "This ain't right. We shouldn't be here right now. What's going on?"
I started snapping though. I was the one out on the platform.
And it was a couple people not in their heads.
They was like, "Yeah, something wrong."
They just had that look like.
Yeah, like. I'm always the one, like, when some fucked up shit is happening, I got to speak up on it. If I see a motherfucker getting bullied, that bully getting beat the fuck up because I got to say something and stop it. I'm jumping in that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, you were the one that was more vocal.
Yeah,
everybody else had to look.
Yeah, they just looking. I just be feeling shit. And I know this ain't what it is. I know that. It's more to it than what they are telling us. You can feel it. Nobody wants to wake the fuck up. Everybody wants to hurry up and go to sleep. Nobody wants to wake up because when you wake up, you plug into the matrix, and when you go to sleep, you unplug, and that's the real world over on that side. And medical people know this. Scientists have did research on it. They've did tests. And they know that not only is that we live in multiple dimensions, but that is another dimension. That is a whole other world that we live in. And this is a dimension also. We know this because you're looking out of your eyes, and your eyes are your windows.
Not only that, but you have the Mandela
effect.
Like, everybody can't be wrong.
Exactly, the Mandela. What do you think about the Mandela effect?
Everybody can't be wrong. Like, a million people can't be wrong about a certain topic.
Yeah. What do you feel about the Mandela effect?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not crazy. I don't care what nobody say. I ain't crazy. I used to think I would, but I ain't crazy. That Mandela effect is 1,000,000% real. When it started coming to me, it was actually about Mandela actually still being alive when I knew that he had died.
No, I remember. Time, go ahead.
Long time ago.
I mean,
oh, go ahead.
I just don't. I personally don't remember that.
No, I wanted her to finish what she was saying. I did not mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm just so used to that, doing that sometimes. Go ahead. I did not mean to cut you off. Whatever you were saying.
I mean, I'm just saying I believe in it because I came across, people were telling me about how he was alive when, from my understanding, when I was in school, Mandela had died in jail. So all of a sudden, like in the 2000s, he was alive at some point. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, the guy from Family Guy, the father, also the father from, what the heck is that? So,
Phil,
he
played
Phil, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
They too died.
I know who you... So he died twice? That's what you're saying?
Yep. Both of them.
The dad... You talking about the dad?
I just heard about him dying one time.
Yeah, I just heard about him dying one time.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be new, but that's new to me. Mm-hmm. It's new to us.
From family, the one from Family Matters, Carl Winslow, he was dead, and I want to say last year or probably, what year is it, 2023, probably 2022, he popped up in commercials. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't remember him being dead.
Yo!
I don't remember him being
dead. I don't remember him being dead, though. Yeah, I don't remember him dying.
That's just the dude from, what was his name? From, Roseanne. He had died.
Connor? Well, I don't remember him. John, I remember he had a heart attack, but I don't remember him dying.
Yeah, he died at one point.
I remember he had a heart attack.
Yeah, he did have a heart attack. He had died. This was way after the heart attack.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'm waiting for them to say Michael Jackson over there somewhere.
They already have, and I believe you
know. Well, they say Tupac, right?
You know what? I'm gonna lie.
Well, they never said. Here's the thing: they're not saying, "Oh, you don't know Tupac died," or "Tupac never died." They're not saying that. They're just saying, you know, Tupac's not really dead. He's just over there.
Nigga, and 50 years from now, they'll say that Nipsey Hussle never died. Get the fuck out of here. We all know that Nip died. But what it'll be some shit.
Yeah, you won't be alive with him.
But you know what? I never did this, though. I never looked up Nipsey Hussle's doppelganger, neither. If he doesn't have a doppelganger, then he's one of us. If he does have a doppelganger, he's one of them. If you have a doppelganger.
I don't think
Do you know what a doppelganger is, Asami?
Yep, somebody else asked me that. I think you had commented on something. They was asking me what it was, and I had to sit there and explain it. And I was like, how did you not know this? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Nipsey has a doppelganger. I think that's why he was taken out.
Yeah.
I think that's why one of the reasons why him and Tupac were taken out.
Yeah, I've never seen a doppelganger of Tupac neither. Have I seen a doppelganger?
I mean, the closest doppelganger you've seen to Tupac was the guy who played him in the movie.
Yeah, he was close. Yeah, but listen. We know for sure, Jay-Z got a doppelganger because that motherfucker look dead on like him. That don't look like...
I didn't think he could be two ugly people in the
world. Yo, listen. That nigga, that looks exactly like him back then.
He went back in time and looked in the mirror.
No, because we've all watched movies where the motherfucker, they still look the same age, but they 7,000, 12, 5,000 years old. A vampire.
I remember that picture of Jay-Z. It was a brown picture. Yeah.
Yep. Jay-Z got one, Beyonce got one, Lil Wayne got one, and Lil Wayne, then he don't even look the same. Well, I've seen two different things of Lil Wayne, because I remember Lil Wayne, right? And then recently there was an interview, I didn't see the interview, but it was a picture of a nigga that kind of looked like Lil Wayne, but it wasn't Lil Wayne. Chubby cheek motherfucking Lil Wayne ain't got no fucking chubby cheeks. Lil Wayne looked like a fucking skeleton.
He looked like a little skeleton.
Back in the day, he had chubby cheeks, mm-hmm. but that's when he was young and dumb. In the last 10 years, he don't look the same, though. He looked like a fucking
remember that movie?
Skeleton, yo.
That Will Smith was in, and he had, I can't remember the name, but they had the over, like the regular version. Made him look younger.
Animation of him. But these motherfuckers don't be looking younger, though. They be looking the same age, though. Because look at what's the girl that's dating the Chiefs football player? Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has a, not a doppelganger, because I think she's still alive, though. The witch.
Yeah. They say everybody has a twin, though. Yeah, I like living along the same way. When I say everybody has a twin, I mean living like this, not the same type of life,
right.
but living at the same exact time that you're living. Like you said, you saw me downtown, or you thought it was me downtown, but I know I wasn't downtown.
That's true. I have one
just like you. I see somebody who looks just like my boy.
I got one to check her name. We have the first name and last name at that.
I do too. I got somebody that got the first and last name of me, too.
But
Curtis Lee, the singer,
mm-hmm.
and there's a Curtis Lee on Facebook. He doesn't look like me, but he has the same name as me.
There's a couple people having, like, the same name.
No, but I'm talking about looks exactly like you, though. Like
I know somebody who every now and then you could resemble.
There's a lot of them. Like, what was the bisexual? Nah, she was the gay fucking talk show host. What was her name? Ella DeGeneres. Her doppelganger was a man back then. And it looked just like her.
I know a couple people that say you look like.
I've had a, I've, that, it's a couple of you that say that I look like.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, I get that all the time. Like, oh man, I look. Well, I thought you was my cousin. Or I thought you was my. Like, nah. But I don't think that we really know what the fuck going on. I have to keep saying this. I'm gonna say this. There's three reasons why two.
You may not know what completely is going on.
No.
Now, that's if you build yourself before you die or at death, that's when you
No, listen. Listen. We live in the year 2024, but the universe is billions of fucking years old, so we don't live in the year 2024. The only
year basically existence is in this year.
Yes. In this that we know of.
Is in the 21st century.
Whatever century. Whatever. The 21st century. So what about the first century, second century? So you're something don't calculate. So something just don't seem right. Right. Not only that, but the only reason that you know where you are is because of signs, like the street signs. If there wasn't street signs, you wouldn't know where the fuck you is. You would have no idea, and you would get lost. That's why there is street signs. It would happen.
Because even back in the days when they were building log cabins and stuff, you had no street signs. People were just wandering, and then you wandered the road so much it became a paved road.
Yeah, but
and there was no street signs.
For instance, here in Philly, it's certain places when you go in Philly, you'll get. I've got lost because all the houses look the motherfucker same in one area. Until you get out of the area, then you be like, oh, or you hear the. That's because I'm not from here. Or once I hear the train, once I hear the L, I'm like, oh, okay, I know where I'm at now. I just follow the L. You know what I mean? Because I've been here long enough. Yeah, but certain areas of the city, like certain areas, look the same. Like where your parents, your grandparents is from. No, but they moved
Mount
to Mount Airy. When you get out to Mount Airy, even in Northeast, when you go to Northeast, all the houses look the same. So you could be looking for somebody's house and not even know where the fuck they live you have an address.
But I wouldn't get lost. Or you know what their house is, but they put whatever outside
something
there.
Something special or something different in front of the house.
That's like the log cabin they built back in the 1800s.
Yeah, but getting... Like trying to get back to it, you don't really know what time it is. We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't know what time it is. We don't know
because you don't. You may not know. A few reasons you may not know. Because then I believe at certain time stands still.
Yeah.
Time literally just you may move. Like it's been a couple times where I woke up. I'm thinking, you know, it's a certain time. And the thing about it is, most times, I can pinpoint time almost to the T. You realize that, right? I can pinpoint time almost to the T. I'm like, oh, it's about 3 o'clock. And y'all be like, oh, it's 2:58 or it's 3:02.
Right.
And y'all be like, I don't know how I know what time it is. I just more like you can pinpoint exactly around. I may be 5-10 minutes off.
Yeah.
But time stands still because I've been woke up a few times and I literally sensed that it was like it was like everything you would expect to hear some kind of sound unless you live in somewhere out where there's no sound. We live in the city, our windows open. I expect to hear it. I hear nothing. Like no car go by, no stupid cat outside. I'm like, literally, I feel and sense there's something.
So do you feel like that, Asami? Like something is wrong? Something just ain't. Something ain't right?
Yeah, I don't specifically. Well, I don't believe in time. I hate time. I really do. And I don't believe in mileage and things like that because I've done my own testing and it's not adding up. It's just things are not adding up. And then not only that, I understand that we live multiple lives in one. And, you know, I'm almost 36, but I have already lived, to my knowledge, over, I think it was 12 or 13 lives already. So,
yeah, I only got that. I've only 10.3 for myself. And all three, I knew Curtis.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
I've known Curtis.
Yo, and that's crazy because we tapped into that. when we was on E-pills one night. Every time I get on the E-pill, listen, when I get on the E-pill.
No, I knew the person before that.
Well, yeah, but for me, once, it was only when it happens with you and with Kane, though. It was with you usually. It's like I'm somebody totally different. It's like I can't even explain it. The only time you will see or I get like that is when I pop them motherfucking E-pills. I am not the same motherfucker. I feel like I'm some fucking warrior. I had to tell you
the very first one.
But I didn't know. I knew
we
that
weren't,
it was
we weren't. We weren't on it when I told you that.
Yeah.
We weren't on it when I told you the very first one, the warrior from, it was like Greek and Roman times, and we had to, and you were a captain in the military.
Yeah.
And I was like on the council.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think that I believe that we all been here before.
Oh, yeah.
I think that,
I'm not going to lie, I have not. This, my birth was my first rodeo. I did some past life regression therapy because I wanted some answers on my birth because I had an issue that I'm not supposed to be here. This is not home. And I learned a lot, you know, doing that stuff. Being able to see a life that you didn't know.
What do you think about how society is now, though?
I believe society is doomed. There's I have no other word. Society is screwed. There's a lot of good people out there, or I guess what they would call woke people, but there's not enough. Two, this is too much. It's too much evil. There's too much evil in this world.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, I mean you had to pause, so that's fine. I truly feel like a lot of these woke motherfuckers. That shit be fake as a motherfucker. They really ain't woke. They just did a little bit of research and shit and wanted to fit the fuck in because they knew that it was a good area to get some money and get seen or whatever. It's a lot of people that's out here that ain't woke. Because once you get around them and you start seeing, they just like every other motherfucker.
Not only are they not woke, but they'll say certain things on social media. But then if you talk to them
personally,
off of social media, person to person, they don't come across the same way as their posts.
Yeah. They're totally different. Like, that's just an act. That's not really truly who they are.
What they're saying, they literally say all social media, a majority of social media, is not true. It's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a persona they're putting out there. It's not, you can pinpoint the perfect life and all this other. And then, but when you see, like, I could go and take my next paycheck and just, you know, give me a couple hundreds and just spread it out on my hand and be like, yeah, thinking, you know, I'm rolling in it. And really, I'm just, like, broke as shit. So, it's social media is not, even all them famous people running around thinking, oh, look, I need this grant. Half of them don't own their houses that they live in.
Yeah, or the cars that they drive.
They're renting them.
Yeah, or not even renting them. Somebody gave it to them to drive it for them. It's the same as when you see rappers in videos. Them motherfuckers be broke as fuck, just like everybody else. But they have people that give them cars. I know rappers myself and people that I've met in real life. When you see them on TV, you think they balling. When you see, but if you know them in real life, they broke just like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a motherfucker got a radio station and all this shit don't mean nothing. They can be broke. They can actually be buying these things just to impress you. But in all actuality,
Bow Wow did with the airplane, and he wasn't flying a personal plane or whatever. He screenshotted, or not screenshotted, but
he manipulated the picture and then found out that he was on a regular flight. Right. You don't hear about it? He was on a regular flight, and he got blown out the water for that one. They were like, yep. You lying motherfucker.
I mean, it's going to be so, I mean, come on, look at what you think about Cat Williams. I always liked Cat Williams. I've always liked Cat. I think like Orlando said, somebody pissed him off.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people pissed Cat off.
I mean, okay, wait, what about this? Wait, hold on. Since we was already on that, let's get on this a little bit. Let's mix it both together. Cat Williams is mad at who again? What's his name? From Philly, the comedian from Philly. That's who sparked this.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Now
I don't know what he's.
Wait, hold on. Pete Gang. Remember when he got into that car wreck? Mm-hmm. That badass fucking car wreck. Mm-hmm. The shit was flat and his car was flat, top flat.
He's supposed
to die.
Yeah, they got him out with the jaws of life.
Remember when I posted the fucking video and he was talking about he was a clone. The clone was saying that he was a clone.
I don't remember. Yep.
I'm going to have to re-show
right.
you.
But I remember him saying that.
And he was serious as a motherfucker.
I remember him saying something like he had a new life.
New life. They've never did this before. This is something totally different. I'm the first one to try it. Try what? What are you saying?
But I don't know what Cat Williams was saying about Cat Williams. I didn't see that one. I know what he said about the other one.
Are you? Oh, yeah, yeah.
About Smiley. What is that? Smiley.
Yeah, I gotta show
Rick
you.
Rick Smiley. Rick, whatever his name
Rick,
is.
Smiley.
Ricky
Smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I know what he was saying about him. I seen that, but I didn't see what he was saying about Kevin Hart.
He was saying that about a lot of different.
But people. A lot of people have pissed Cat off from even before. Cat was talking about people way before time.
Yeah. Like
And I don't know how old that movie is. Friday After Next. I don't know how.
That shit like 20 years old.
But he was coming out.
What was you saying again, Asami?
I said it's about 25. You know, that's about 25. That's a long time ago.
something happened where he just he was in there and he wear a dress and I said don't do. I'm like woo. He was just and then what's the what was the Wanda and I, the big guy who was in the first Friday?
Oh,
You talking about Debo?
Yeah.
Oh, Debo.
Yeah. He started coming. All of a sudden, now he has said some stuff.
But he did though.
I'm saying, but he has said
something before he passed about it, kind of a little bit.
Yeah, he was like, I ain't into that stuff.
Yeah. I do remember him saying that. It was a lot of, I don't know, I think that a lot of the people that we think is thugs and gangster and all that shit, I think that's just a persona.
Well, Perry Lewis, you know, the ugly dude.
Not even him, The Rock. I heard The Rock is gay.
I don't know if The Rock, I'm just throwing it off by The Rock now. Rock just threw me off.
So many people out here that
threw me off.
You don't know about. We don't know about.
But it's just the fact that and I never thought about it until maybe two, three years ago about the men being movie wearing dresses.
Yeah.
I never thought, like, why do you feel comfortable cross-dressing?
Did you ever feel something about anything about that, Asami, like about the men wearing dresses?
In movies and stuff?
I've said it for years. For one, it's not right for me. Now, even when back when Tyler Perry started doing it, but Martin Lawrence was doing it, and you know, all those comedians and actors were doing it back then.
It's
emasculating to me. I don't get it.
I can't remember that name. Patrick Swayze did it, and he was in a movie with
Whatever that was with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
I never watched it.
I didn't watch it either. But I don't know why, but everybody else was like, why are they, you couldn't, if I was a man, you couldn't pay me even $1 million to put a dress on?
They're just acting.
Right.
I don't care.
You're just acting, though.
No, I may not want to. You walking in them heels a little bit too comfortable for me. Some of them walking them heels better than me. No. You didn't have some practice somewhere.
I love your walking heels.
You didn't have some practice somewhere. I don't know if it's got closed doors or what.
Yeah.
We all know, Sam. Your role will define who you are.
Masami, what do you have coming up next for Talk Royalty?
I actually have a couple of interviews that I will be conducting this week with some prisoners who are some who are incarcerated and some who are already out. I still deal with a lot of people in the system, so I really want to get a better understanding because there's been a lot of changes inside of these jails, and I want to know, want to know what's going on so that a lot of other people's loved ones can know what's really going on in the jails. So I have those coming up soon.
Let people actually know, tell people actually like some of the things that you did in the community as an activist.
Oh, wow. Well, I do have a nonprofit organization in Kansas. And what I do is I make sure the community is okay. My goal is to bring villages up and make these neighborhoods up and just become, more of a village. So I have clothing drives, I still take things to the village, donations, I help out anybody who's in need. I do a lot of advocating for child services, a lot of advocating for parents who are stuck in the CPS system. I work with children who cannot, afford therapy. I do a lot of work with teenagers. I teach them about financial needs, and also we do therapy like that as well. So I do quite a bit. I really want to get the adults involved in a lot of what I do, but that's reaching too high. So hopefully 2024, I can start changing that.
All right, so we're going to take a music break, and when we come back, we're going to do what is it called again? What? Yeah, what we thankful for, and shout-outs when we come back.
Okay.
This is Behind the Scenes Radio, and we are interviewing Asami Smith.
Sit down and talk for a minute, so I can tell you how much I love you, how much I need you. And lady, ain't never felt a love like this before, and it's all because of you, all because of you. You are one for me. You are one for me. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are one for me. You are one for me. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. like this, baby. Never had a real one love you like this, baby.
I can guarantee production of 200 kilos refined every month of the year. The problem is I have no steady market. So basically what I'm looking for is somebody in the space who can share the risk with me. Somebody who can guarantee to buy from me, say, 150 kilos a month.
Nico, he gon' fly, but he go. Cause it's a boom and watch it zoom. And you gotta watch people. Rico, Rico. Sunny just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' block with Nico. Cause it's that boom and when it's the doom. And you gotta watch repo. Rico, Rico.
Yeah.
We study just in the repo.
Yeah.
My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico.
Don't get it tangled or twisted, bitch, it's a misfit.
Yeah.
Second day, people, 6 cents shit. 40 cow with extensions.
Back.
I connect the plug that you visit. All of your people that you go see for. Your pet ego hit me to get in touch with Nico. Boy, I got right off the yacht. It come on a speedboat. I got the keys, the keys, the keys. The future Jay-Z. Whoa. Sack all them bitches and run it up. Stay far from the fall till the summer come. I'm an A1 nigga that's one-on-one. Oh, them niggas broke? I don't fuck with them. That shit done touched a million hands. The fuck you doing? You middleman for the middleman, nigga, who you fooling? I'm a businessman, handle my transactions over dinner plans. I give him bands, then he send them grams. Watch when it lands.
Nico, he gon' fly, but he go. Cause it's a boom and watch it's a tune. And you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he just hit a repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly, but he go. Cause it's that boom and when it's the doom. And you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he's up to the Repo. My friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico.
Try to mix for my summer is cool. This thing's pain, so we can't be running no pool. You got a plug that got another plug. And wonder why niggas not fucking with you. With all due respect, why would I not want to build direct? Sit that block by, caught my rat. Put in my blood, my tits, my sweat. Okay, okay, you drop it off and it be dropping in. Drop a little bacon powder in. I need to take a little hint and hit my line because he's trying to taste the high again. Baby Nate hoodie with the Prada poppy. Got a nigga getting fly again. Hitting fire for the fire shit. A1 it got me getting high again. Woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really did, let's let up for six. And we really making a movie. Woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really did, let's know this ain't fixing. We really making a movie.
Trash! Nico, he gon' fly, but he go. Cause it's that boom and watch the tune. And you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he just hit a Repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly, but he go. Cause it's that boom and when it's the doom. And you gotta watch Repo, Rico, Rico. We said he's up in the Repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Woo!
Ain't no thang.
We reppin' KC Mo, fellas and the ladies know
that we comin' with the killers, I'm with the gorillas.
villains, the villains that get you when you disrespect us. Even the babies know, Tech Nina's got crazy flow. We'll be giving the women the willing, we sick of the haters on the pairs, but against this record. This is important, we be courting every place we go. Get you up in the room and jumping up in the room, I give it to you when you where you wanna have it. Baby is the horse, and yes, of course, I'ma have to break the hoe. Leaving the kids at home, I wanna bone alone, we hopping up and down like jackrabbits. So many kids put this on their daddy's mind. Never will I ever put them out there like that, feeling that I did, Tech Nina, take it right back. Telling them that they mommy's boyfriend's Tech Nine. You were looking at me like you really wanna fight, care at all, Tech Nina, what I know is what I'm like at.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Yo, 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice.
For those that don't know, that's Caribou Room, Oregon in my zoo.
We having fun, got some buns on some yak abuse.
Rogue off, gonna rep in the smoke a lot, regime, outlaw, goose, click in a zoo.
Stagger, when you with the nut house, we gon' have ya.
Taking everything up in the book, from X to that book, you're looking to get took.
Abracadabra, 151 and coke is Viagra.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, got her in love from having the best shook.
Look, I'm hella fed up with all the silly rumors, dawg.
Thinking that we got dropped from J. Cole, that never ever would happen, I mean, what do they know?
We kept our head up, now money's coming to us all.
We're kicking it with strange, wallowing in fame, giving the game, only when I say so.
So crack some bub with me, demons get some love with me.
Do what you gotta do to get, what you gotta get it all, Tech Nina from the road.
Get on some shrub with me, two cases of bud with me.
What you gonna do to get the women on crunk, I'ma hit them with the funk, got them all like, show.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot saw. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna
yo, one, and then comes the two to the three and
that was the anthem, now this the anthem. Hella rockin' the planet again, you can't stand it again.
Huns, they've been coming through to see me, man.
Then I depend some and I bust it random. In a bit I'ma land them, dog, women, I rim it again.
Raves, I love to get high and get paid.
Why you wanna fuck them with another hit up out of a biz? Baby, you don't wanna miss a hit.
Babes, they love to come by and get laid.
Why I'm in the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill them in this. To the haters, I gotta send them again.
Bump this in your right or in the club.
Giving everybody what they need, I give it all, so they give it all back to me.
Haters, don't you hide, just show some love.
Do you think it, I'm a rep to be, and never ever let the sea get the best of me.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I put them out there like that, feeling that I did, taking in and take it right back.
Telling him their mommy's boyfriend is Tech Nine.
Oh no, girl, your baby's at the door. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hot saw. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell papa. Mama, open the door.
Mama, open it down. Mama, open it down.
Yo, listen. She loved that song. That is the only reason that it is on the debt on the board. Is because she loved that song when I first met her and I was playing, like, I just played my music or whatever, and I played a lot of KC artists and just artists from the West Coast that I grew up listening to, right? And she heard that song. She was like, oh, you got to put that on the show. That's my favorite song. So I remember
my favorite song.
That you love of Tech Nine. Yes, it is. Of Tech Nine, that is your favorite song of Tech Nine.
Yeah, that's the only song of his I like. I was like, oh, snap, that's my song. back in the day.
Yeah, that was, yo, listen, what? It was so, yo, listen, and we always thought that Tech Nine, devil worship too.
Show everybody love. He left everybody in. When it did all this extra crazy stuff and whatnot, I don't agree with it, so I don't care.
Yeah, now he's way different than what he was with the 57th Street Road Dogs. When he was 57th Street Road Dogs, it was totally different. Then once he broke off and went and started doing with Strange Music, it was totally different. Well, I thought, and yeah. I thought that he created strange music though, because his music was strange. So I thought he created, but come to realize it wasn't. It's not his. I don't believe. Because he always talked about hanging with Strange and some other guy. I don't know. I don't really know the ins and outs of him. There's some people out there that know that shit. Yeah, they ain't going to really tell you. You got to do your little research. But now he didn't got to that point now where he didn't got everybody on his
shit.
He was on everybody.
I just remember, he made on Wildin' Out.
Yeah, he was on Wildin' Out. He big time tours, like.
Oh, yeah, we have been with Nick Cannon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you make it to Wildin' Out, you're a big name person to make it on Wildin' Out. So what we do at the. Go ahead.
I said I thought he did hard rock music. I don't know.
Nah, I mean he do got some hard. I mean he got his music is just crazy. It's different. It's strange. It is. Like, even the song that he got with Kendrick. He got songs with Kendrick. He got songs with B.O.B. He got songs, like, he got songs with almost any artist that you can think of that was hot that or that has been hot. Or he got songs with fucking rock and roll artists. He got songs, like, so many different varieties of, yo, that shit crazy. How Tech N9ne then, like, blew up. I know Aaron Yates. I don't know Tech N9ne. I remember him being at the studio on 41st and Truth, and Boogie used to make his beats and shit. Boogie Man.
Oh, God.
You know about,
yeah.
What I know people from the town, they know who Boogie Man is. Boogie Man make a Money G beat. You know what I mean? He make a lot of people different beats. I mean, even Rich the Factor. You know, and there's just so many different artists from my hometown, man, and I would love. It's more, even more now. I'm only speaking about artists that I knew about. When I was there, I don't know who, and it was even Romeo and Ronell, and there's so many other different artists that's out in KC. Because I'm not there, I don't really pay attention to it unless you blow up and then I see you on TV or something, but that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So let's do what we're thankful for and shout outs. So, Niecy, start yours off. Start it off, Niecy.
Oh, let's see. I am thankful for everybody who called in and listened online or going to download it later. I'm thankful for everybody who sends MP3 formatted music into bindthesten@gmail.com. I am without no links. I am thankful for my 4 grown heathen daughters, and the 6 even worse heathen and grandkids, and the fact that my dad, who had a stroke, is somewhat on the mend. And I'm thankful for Kurt, even though he worked my fucking ass.
Asami. What you thankful for?
I'm thankful for being here. I really appreciate y'all. I have listened to y'all several times, and you guys are amazing. I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful for my babies because they keep me going. Thankful for my husband who gets on my nerves every single day, because if he didn't, I don't know how I would be able to function. And I'm thankful for just being able to love everybody and just, you know,
All right, so I'm thankful for Asami for holding her word and doing exactly how she said she was going to do it, called in. I'm thankful for Niecy for always being here for me, even though sometimes I can really be an asshole.
I know I can be an asshole,
but I'm a fucked up individual trying to become a better person every day. And I know you see it. Because I know you...
I'm lying.
I know you see it in the last 10... And you've helped me change. Because what I'm going through with you and your daughters has made me change.
It really has. It's made me realize I had to step the fuck up and become a man. Because they was talking, y'all was talking about me. And I was tired of that shit. That's the, honestly, for real, that really what made me change. It's like, nigga, you ain't doing shit like you say you are, blah, blah, blah. All right. I love when motherfuckers prove me wrong. That set me up when it came to that. Other things I know you've seen also. But I really do appreciate the way that your daughters have been. Because now once I really turn this motherfucking room and do what this room that I really want to do and it really start popping, then, yeah, what they going to say now? What, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, I've been working 9-to-5 job for the last 5 years, so what you going to say now? What? Like, that's my argument. Hold on, Paul. I know what I'm doing. I got this. So I'm thankful for having to go through everything, and I know you see it. I am thankful for my hometown, Kansas City, motherfucking Missouri. I am very thankful for that city because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I would not. I am thankful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm thankful for my mother and my father. My daddy busted a nut. And my mama. And I outran 50 billion motherfucking sperms. That means I was a winner from the motherfucking beginning. I'm a bad motherfucker. And you can't tell me no goddamn difference. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I'm thankful for my brothers and my sisters, biologically and not biologically. I'm thankful for all my family back home, my family all over. I got family all over. I'm very thankful for them. I know that my ancestors are praying for me, or they're up there. I feel my auntie and my grandma and my cousins, I feel them. I know that they here with me. I know they probably ain't here with me right now. I can feel them. It's here. We know it. We feel it. We just act like shit ain't what it is. Anyway, so I'm thankful for them. Thankful for Blog Talk. Thankful for Spotify. I'm thankful for my children, my son. Huh? Oh, yeah, for sure. This show going to be on Spotify in like 30 minutes. It'll be on Spotify. You can go check it out on Spotify. Make sure you go check it out. Let's see what else. That's about it that I'm thankful for. Give shout outs to every artist that send their music into Behind the Scenes Radio. Once again, you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to.
And make sure it's MP3.
We say this because so many artists send us stuff and think that we're going to look at that link, and I'm not doing the hard work. You need us. We need you. Don't get it twisted. We need you. But you need us. So if you can't go by the guidelines, then fuck it then. Skip to the next one. Because we do it for free. Most places charge $200 to $300. And if you want it on an FM, AM, FM radio station, you spend it like $1,000 motherfucking. So free, 50, I mean, hey, listen, you can skip past the free shit. I know most people will pass by, but the motherfuckers that really appreciate it, they send their music. That's why we got some of the hottest music in the motherfucking universe. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to bhindthesen@gmail.com. Let me see that one more again. I'm buzzing right now. BH. Leave me alone. bhindthesen@gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks. That's it. Yo, listen, I really do appreciate you, Asami.
Absolutely.
And I hope that you. I'm going to keep on tuning in. And later on down the line, I'm hoping to have another interview because usually that's what we do. Every artist that we've had good interviews with, I got them on at least like 2 or 3 times in the last 10 years. I keep in touch with everybody. I make sure I want to see everybody grow generational wealth. It just ain't me. It's everybody that's a part of this motherfucker. We about to slap this motherfucker on
Spotify and shit, we gonna see what happened. You feel what I'm saying? But I appreciate you even coming on and being in the town and coming on because you didn't have to. I'm pretty sure you heard shit and motherfucking hit you. I'm pretty sure. Maybe not. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I was that nigga, whatever. Whatever. I'm gonna go on the show. I don't know.
I hear it all, but it ain't none of my business, so.
Right. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And we will have you back on. Next time, I just hope that the whole crew come on this or whatever. I just hope that we get to get you back on and we get to see about your growth. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'll definitely have to bring y'all over because, especially you, Miss Lady, because these fellas, they might be scared of you too.
We can see.
All right, so Behind the Scenes Radio, the number is 914-205-5664. Same place, same time, next Sunday, and maybe sometime. Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm doing the show in the morning. So I'm doing the show in the morning, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number, 914-205-5664, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
it would be 8 o'clock.
Grand rising by your damn self.
Yeah. I got to do that. That's a,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock in the morning, a.m., 8 o'clock Eastern, it would be 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. I love y'all. Y'all take care. We out this bitch. Love action hair grease. Cheers.